Endurance training is one of the most powerful investments you can make for a longer, healthier life. The core message is this: sustained aerobic effort, running, cycling, swimming, and triathlon, does far more than improve race results. It drives systemic adaptations that lower disease risk, slow cellular aging, protect the brain, and extend lifespan. Athletes who train regularly may live 4.3 to 8 years longer than less active people. Some studies report marathon runners gaining about 4 years, Tour de France cyclists about 8 years, and Olympic endurance athletes about 6 years. Key research shows the greatest health benefits occur at 450 to 750 minutes of physical activity per week, roughly 3 to 5 times the standard recommendations. Elite female athletes have about a 49% lower mortality risk than less active women, while elite male athletes have about a 31% lower risk. These gains are not just about the heart. They involve the cells, metabolism, hormones, blood vessels, and the brain. Physiologically, endurance training increases heart stroke volume and cardiac output, improves diastolic function, raises blood plasma volume, lowers blood viscosity, and builds denser capillary networks. Working muscles become more fatigue-resistant, and endurance athletes have about 2.5 times more oxidative enzymes than untrained people. Their resting heart rate can drop to around 35 beats per minute, compared with about 70 in untrained individuals. In other words, the heart becomes more efficient, pumping the same blood with less effort. At the cellular level, endurance exercise supports DNA repair, lengthens telomeres, improves mitochondrial function, reduces inflammation, and enhances blood vessel repair. It also improves insulin sensitivity and glucose regulation, which lowers the risk of metabolic disease. Master athletes show oxidative stress markers about 30% lower than sedentary peers, along with lower levels of aging-related biomarkers, such as P16 and IL-6. Telomere length is generally greater in athletes, suggesting slower cellular aging. For long-term athletes, biomarker monitoring is important. Useful markers include inflammatory markers such as CRP and IL-6, fasting glucose and lipid profiles, testosterone to cortisol ratios, VO2 max, and heart rate variability. Testing is best done every 4 to 6 weeks, fasted in the morning, and after a rest day. A falling testosterone to cortisol ratio can signal overtraining or muscle breakdown. Among elite female athletes, about 30% have iron deficiency anemia, which can impair performance and recovery. Cardiovascular benefits remain central to the longevity picture. Endurance training stimulates nitric oxide production, making blood vessels more flexible and resilient. Athletes may develop 17 to 19% larger vein diameters in key areas and 40% greater capillary density than untrained people. Their muscles also have about 3 times the oxidative capacity of untrained muscles, improving oxygen delivery and use. These changes support healthy blood pressure, reduce atherosclerosis risk, and help maintain circulation even in older adults. Metabolic efficiency improves dramatically with endurance training. During peak training, athletes may face large energy deficits, sometimes around 7,000 calories per day, forcing the body to refine its fuel systems. Endurance training develops the ATP-PCR, glycolytic, and oxidative energy systems, allowing the body to switch efficiently between carbohydrates and fats. This metabolic flexibility improves lactate recycling, glucose tolerance, and insulin sensitivity. 12 weeks of consistent exercise can reduce aging-related biomarkers in older adults. Physical activity is also associated with a lower risk for multiple cancers, especially colon and breast cancer. Oxidative stress management is another key point. Exercise produces reactive oxygen species, which can cause inflammation and muscle damage, but regular training strengthens the body's antioxidant defenses. Elite athletes often have up to 30% lower oxidative stress markers than sedentary people. Recovery is essential, and it includes hydration, nutrition, sleep, active movement, and stress management. Elite athletes typically prioritize hydration, nutrition, and sleep, and may use sports massage every 1 to 2 weeks during intense training. Whole food antioxidants such as vitamin C, polyphenols, and spirulina are generally preferred over high-dose supplements. Research cautions against chronic high-dose vitamin C and vitamin E during heavy training because it may blunt training adaptations. Cognitive benefits are also significant. Endurance training increases brain blood flow, supports neurotrophic factors such as BDNF, and improves neural plasticity. Ultra-endurance athletes show larger gray and white matter volumes and more efficient brain networks than sedentary people. 6 months of regular aerobic exercise can improve brain function by about 5.7%, and long-term aerobic training is linked to 25% greater cortical thickness. Moderate intensity exercise appears most effective, with an inverted U-shaped relationship between intensity and cognitive benefit. Injury prevention requires attention to biomechanics and recovery. Cartilage tolerates slow loads better than impact forces, with a breaking point around 25 MPa. Proper running form, cycling alignment, swimming shoulder positioning, strength, flexibility, and coordination all help protect the joints. Recovery protocols include refueling within 15 to 30 minutes after exercise, sleeping 8 to 9.5 hours, using active recovery, cooling down, and scheduling massage during peak training. Training volume should increase by no more than about 10% per week. Low-impact cycling, pool workouts, closed-chain strength work, and progressive resistance training help protect joints. For healthy joints, strenuous endurance exercise does not necessarily increase arthritis risk when progression and form are managed well. Training for longevity should be structured and sustainable. Periodization typically includes base, build, peak, and recovery phases. Less experienced athletes may benefit from a 3-1 build-to-recovery ratio, while seasoned athletes may use inverse periodization. The 80-20 rule, 80% low-intensity training and 20% higher-intensity work, supports recovery, preserves glycogen, calms the nervous system, and builds durable adaptations. Progressive overload should be gradual, with deload weeks every 4 to 6 weeks. For people over 60, higher doses of moderate activity may reduce mortality risk more effectively than extreme vigorous training. Combining endurance with strength training improves heart and lung function, blood pressure, body composition, blood sugar control, muscle performance, and bone strength. The critical takeaway is that endurance training extends both lifespan and quality of life, but the best results come from consistency, moderation, recovery, and smart progression. Extreme volume is not necessary. Athletes should monitor key biomarkers, respect joint stress, balance intensity, prioritize sleep and nutrition, and choose training that remains enjoyable. For anyone starting at any age, endurance activity can produce meaningful cardiovascular, cellular, metabolic, and cognitive benefits, creating a foundation for active, healthy aging.